Dispatch Festival started in 2002, and the main wish and our intention at the moment was to present live at different venues in Belgrade artists who we were mostly playing their music on our radio show Belgrade Yard Sound System, which started in 1999, and it grew of course over the years, but I think slowly and in a good way, in the sense that we were diversifying the program from year to year. And besides starting just with the concerts, several concerts on each night over the course of 4 or 5 days, we've been also involved in workshops, seminars, exhibitions of audio-visual installations, and so on and so on. So we try to present something new every year. And I would say after 5 years that we have established a kind of core audience and people recognize what we are actually trying to do. The audience of Dispatch Festival is, I think, first of all, young people, but also maybe a bit older generation, which is interested in new contemporary artists. And also, on the other hand, we a lot of people are kind of drawn by the event because of the presentation of technological innovations and also more educational programs. But I think it is the curious young people who are interested to see something new. And I think this is usually in Belgrade within a year one of the rare occasions to experience programs like this one. Hoćeš da čekiraš tamo? Ili... Okay. This year we have decided to make a first so-called artist focus program and dedicate the majority of the events at the festival to a single artist who is active in different fields, maybe from playing music live to sound art to bringing something on the technological side. And I think this year we have a person who is covering all these aspects, Robert Henke, Monolake, one of the pioneering projects from Berlin, very important for the contemporary electronic global music scene, and of course especially local in Berlin and Germany in the beginnings with the Chain Reaction label. So this year we present several of his projects, two concerts, panels in cooperation with the Ableton Company, and also commissioned work, the Cyclone Surround 8-channel installation, which is made and prepared specially for the program in Belgrade. And then also this is just one part. We have a strong film program this year with screenings from Pictoplasma and Shit Catapult's Sinken. And also people are used to hear a bit more radical music. We have a Norwegian noise scene small showcase, and also of course a very good dance night with Monolake Nose and Ad Noise from Berlin. So I think plenty of stuff for the audience to enjoy. The electronic music scene in Belgrade is pretty much present, I have to say, although maybe not as diverse as it should be or could be. But on the other hand, I think slowly there are younger producers who are trying to do good stuff, and we are in a way lucky that for a couple of years there are things like regular compilation editions which support the local scene. And of course Dispatch Festival is also trying to kind of help some of the artists, both musicians and video artists, with some of our programs. Čekaj, ovo ćeš da isečeš. Ove, šta sam još teo da kažem? Ok, čekaj. The dance, the electronic dance music is pretty big in Belgrade, and this is the case for the last 15 years, I would say. And but the difference is that now it is very hard to have kind of medium-sized events with artists which are maybe not so well known on the local scene, but are pretty established on the European club or festival circuit. So that would maybe be a kind of a problem. But on the other hand, also some alternative explorations in noise and abstract post-rock expressions are all around, and things like MySpace, of course, are pretty much helping this develop. So I would say there are things which can grow in the future here.